My name is George Simpson, and I am the liberator for the racing pigeons, and I am the one that takes them to each race point and releases the birds to go home.
Every weekend during the racing season, you'll find George Simpson out on the road in southern Queensland. He's got a precious cargo on board.
This white one here is a grizzle. This one here is called a blue bar.
Hundreds of racing pigeons waiting patiently in cages for the gate to drop. When released, the birds will race against the clock back to their home base, putting their speed and remarkable sense of direction to the test.
Try and look for a checker for you. The one in there is a blue checker.
Hello, I'm Jess Lodge. Today's release point is Kingaroy in the South Burnett region. 500 pigeons. How did you become responsible for 500 pigeons?
Oh, I guess they like me.
So how far are these birds going to have to travel today, and how long will it take?
It's roughly about 100 kilometres today. 100 miles, yeah. And it'll take them 9, 10, 11, just a little less than 2 hours, hopefully. Some it takes a little longer, but... yeah, that's what it takes them, yeah.
How do you record the time that they get home?
They're done with an electronic timer. Mm-hmm. So they're released here at 9. When they get home, they've got these electronic rings on their feet, and when they land on the pad, it records the time. Wow. And, yeah, it's done by a velocity system then.
Pretty high-tech stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
So how did you get into pigeon racing?
From my dad, mm-hmm. in around the late 1960s. And I've been in ever since, on and off, yeah.
Is it something he did his whole life, or...?
No, he started then in about the 60s, yeah.
What do you like about it?
Just the joy, the excitement of seeing them coming home from a race, you know, and then going to the club and seeing that you've lost.
It is pretty incredible. They can travel such vast distances and find their way home. How do they do it?
Who knows? It's... You know, I mean, they've done all sorts of tests, but, yeah, they're just brainy, brainier than me. They put me in a box and took me out there. I wouldn't be able to find my way home.
Do they make good pets?
They do. Mm. They do. You just get a lot of enjoyment and relaxation from them. You really do.
So to be the pigeon liberator is a pretty important job. Talk me, what does it involve from collecting them to releasing them? Talk me through what your job is.
Well, I just get to the club and they've all basket them up in these crates here, and they put them all there, and I just get in the truck and bring them to wherever the race point is.
You drove down to Kingaroy, though, pretty late last night.
Yeah, I got here at 10:35 last night and sort of squish up in the front of the ute there, have a bit of a kip. And, yeah, and wait till 9 o'clock and release them. Next week's Dolby, so, and it goes up and up from there.
And the weather conditions as well?
Is a big issue. You've got to have pretty good weather. I mean, if it was pouring down a rain, I wouldn't be able to let them go. I'd have to probably hold them overnight until there's good weather.
They don't all make it home, though, do they?
No, sometimes they get caught up with other pigeons and head other ways, and they end up hundreds of miles away and living somewhere else, yeah, and some of them... Maybe the peregrine gets a few, I don't know, but yeah.
Is it more than a hobby?
Yeah, it is actually. It's a good hobby, but you know, you get a lot of enjoyment out of it. They're like pets, they really are.
Yeah.
And when you lose one of your favourite, it's a bit sad for a few days. Just the joy of you know. Been with them, you know. Even if I'm not racing, I got pigeons at home, but I'm not racing. But I get joy of going there and watching them and having little fights, and yeah, it's just good to watch. It's so relaxing.
Yeah,
just relaxes. You know, you're stressed out. You go to the birds. That's it. You're totally relaxed. It's good.
You know, is there a sense of pride when you win?
Oh, isn't there ever? Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a good feeling when you win. Yeah,
yeah,
it really is. Yeah.
So I guess not all about the winning, though, is it?
No, it's not all about the winning. I mean, yeah, it's just the joy, yeah. To see them come home after a really long race. Like, you know, they'd race all day and some race even through the night and come back the next day. It's just the joy of seeing them. Yeah, it's really nice. just taken all the water off, ready for a release. And then when I pull these out, all the doors will drop.
The moment's arrived. The clock is ticking down to 9 o'clock when George the Liberator needs to release the birds.
All right, ready? Let them go. They're on their way already. Just about out of sight now. Just under 2 minutes gone. Very good. Now we just pack up and go home, and they're already there when we get there.
Yeah.